bouquet of lilies and roses in a basket on a chiffonier exemplifies Bergeon's idiosyncratic style, in which individual moments of perception, individual textures, fragments of different kinds of surfaces are depicted in sometimes idiosyncratic conjunctions. So, for example, you have the coolness of the alabaster and the marble top of the chiffonier and the warmth of the wicker basket. And it's in exploring these opposing kinds of textures and kinds of discrepancy between seeing and touching that Bergeon constructs his very individual style.
Yeah, I think it's so true that Bergeon's art is often about touch in a surprising way. I mean, you never think about paintings as being sort of tactile experiences, and certainly at the museum they are not tactile experiences, but I think that Bergeon has an amazing ability to invite your imagined interaction with these surfaces, the wicker basket, that drawer that's sort of tantalizingly open in the foreground with the textures of these shells inside. This is a painting that almost invites you to reach in and touch all these different surfaces. The approach he takes to flowers, where you really get a very loving description of their tactile qualities, extends to all these different elements of the still life. And I think that that's something that's quite special about Bergeon and sets him apart from some of the northern painters that we saw in the first part of the exhibition.
Yes, it's very much a painting about human experience, and the open drawer alludes to our potential participation in the artist's activity of arranging and gathering these flowers. It's very much a story rather than just a sight, a vision that we don't participate in.
In some of these paintings from around the turn of the 19th century, you start to see a new interest that will develop over the course of the 19th century in presenting a bouquet in a way that is surprising, that's innovative, that brings the floral bouquet into dialogue with, as you said, other spheres of human activity. That notion that we're not just looking at a sterile bouquet sitting alone on a shelf, but a bouquet that has been touched by human hands, that will also engage with these other elements. Throughout the course of the exhibition, we'll see so many artists that take up this idea of tweaking and playing with presentation of the bouquet and giving it a new complexity.